Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Architectural Metanoia.
Mr. Metanoia, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Commissary. You're here for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, if you can't hear me, please let me know, sir. Sometimes this technology does not work well. But according to information I have, you were notified this hearing back on June 18th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. You don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes, sir, that is okay.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing. And they are, to my left, your right, that is the Honorable Mr. Lou Kiwanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. And on the other side of Ms. Gail Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead at this time, sir. Unfortunately, the machine is not working, but we also have in the room with us today, the only one you cannot see him, is the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Ms. Metanoia and Mr. Westby, we both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God of you, so affirm.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Let me just ask you a question, sir, and I'm not trying to influence you one way or the other, but I believe today is the 11th, and you're going to be out, if this information is right, on the 20th, at any rate, the 20th of this month. Do you wish to continue with this hearing, or do you want to tell your number, sir?
I'd rather just tell my number, sir.
Okay, well, if you want to tell your number, you still got to go through a process, so it's going to take about a minute, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to read this allegation, and then you tell me whether it's true or false, and then we will find a way to kill your number. And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 4750 South Kimber Avenue, number 103 in Tucson, on or about August 21st, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, that she was suspended from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you so very much. Based upon your admission, Mr. Metanoia, I'm going to find that he violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways. And in addition to that, after discussion with him, he decided that he would kill his number. And therefore, I'm going to further move to revoke his community supervision based upon information contained in warrant number 2017-W3007. And that is both of my motions.
Second.
Great.
The motions by myself, two motions, seconded, both of them seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and okay, and so, sir, this will end your hearing. You're going to be out, when is the 20th? That's next week, right? So you're going to be out at that time. You will not have to wear orange. You'll be on your own at that time, sir. We wish you the best, and we never want to see you in orange again, sir. So thank you so very much for your participation. You're going to be successful, and we won't see you in orange again, right, sir?
Yes, sir, definitely.
Okay. Would you be kind enough to put the CO3 back on the phone? And good luck, sir.
Yes, once again, thank you very much, sir.